The following is a Compassion Radio classic broadcast featuring the Reverend Dr. Norm Nelson.
Coming up on today's Compassion Radio.
Insecurity is not the same thing with humility. Insecurity comes from the enemy, but humility comes from the Holy Spirit. I am not ashamed to say that. God is going to use me and my ministry to bring down the Islam. And God is also going to use this ministry to bring revival to the Western world.
Intrepid.
When God tells you to go, then everything works out. He provides.
Involved.
It is so exciting to see what God can do. And this is why there is so much hope.
International.
Compassion Radio allows the listener to get involved in projects that are going to change history.
This is Compassion Radio.
Bringing the story of changed hearts and transformed lives. This is the daily radio journal that takes you right to the edge of what God is doing in the world today. In this program, Norm concludes an important interview with an amazing warrior of the faith. And she's taking that spiritual fight right to the heart of Islam's militant enclaves. This is the gospel behind the veil, and it's making a tremendous impact. Let's join Norm and his guest, Isik Ablah, where we left off yesterday, discussing the miraculous circumstances of her encounter with a living, loving Christ.
That day I decided that I could end my life. I took my daughter to daycare. I went to work. I started planning my suicide. There was a bridge in Miami. I planned to fly my car from that bridge. And I went to the restroom. I started crying. I started telling God, first time in my own language, without quoting or reciting Arabic surahs, I started talking to God. Why you hate me so much? Why are you forsaking me? Why are you abandoning me? What have I done so bad to deserve this? And I cry. I hate the closure. And I went back to my seat, and my boss called me to his office. I said, okay, this is not my day. He's going to fire me. I went to his office. He said, please close the door and have a seat. And I sat down. He said, I am going to tell you something. It's going to sound very weird to you. I have never done that before. My Lord Jesus spoke to me, and he said he heard your prayer in the restroom. He wants me to tell you, you are not forsaken nor abandoned. He doesn't hate you. He's not a mean God. He loves you so much. He died on the cross for you. And he wants me to ask you if you want to receive him as your Lord and Savior. I didn't think a second. I said yes. And I went on my face down to the floor, and I started weeping, crying bitterly. And I surrendered my life to Jesus.
And at that moment, it began to feel beautiful.
Not that moment.
Oh, okay.
God had to still, God had a little work
time.
To clean a little garbage from me.
You didn't head for the makeup department or anything,
no.
Did you?
not at that time.
Well, now, you've come a long way from there, and
yes.
I'm sure there are a lot of intermediate steps.
Yes.
But now you are here.
Yes.
And you have ministries. You have taken the pain from your former life, the transformation that Jesus Christ has made in you, and you have invested all of this in outreaches, ministries.
Yes.
To women, to anyone, I would imagine, but certainly to women. Tell us about your ministries.
Sure.
What are they devoted to? Give us the names, actually. We had a little fun with the fact that you've had several names for ministries, but tell us about them.
I started giving my testimony everywhere. Then I was invited to 2 people, to 5,000. Then someone in the TV ministry heard about me and asked me if I could be on TV sharing the gospel with Muslims. At the beginning, I didn't want to do anything with them. I knew the risk. But God started dealing with me, and he brought me to a place that I had to yield and surrender. And then I started doing TV programs, only to Nation Turkey. I started a live broadcast. Those programs became very popular, and they became #1 rated programs in the channel.
What kind of responses were you getting?
Well, at the beginning, I will kill you. I will kill myself. I want to kill my wife. Or I want to kill my husband. It was all about killing, responses. But we had some, I am interested. I want to know more about Jesus. I want to know more about Christianity. But we used to get like 200-300 messages a month.
Mm-hmm.
Probably 70% were insults, hatred, and death threats. And we kept going. We kept pressing on. And then today we have thousands, only in one language. We have 5 language programs. We have thousands of messages we receive. In one language, in Turkish, we have 30,000 monthly downloads of our programs, views and downloads.
30,000.
And I have a TV program called The Way, The Truth, and The Life.
Great name.
Thank you. And then I have another TV program, Embracing New Life, in English.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Which is dubbed into Arabic, Farsi, Urdu. Now we are dubbing those programs to Indonesian and French for French Africa. And then other programs are coming. Truth for Today for America.
Oh.
Wake Up America. Confronting Islam. Confronting ISIS.
Mm.
And confronting the powers that are supporting Islam to grow in America. And preaching revival, basically, in America.
Yeah. You're confronting what you have experienced in your own life as evil, destructive.
Absolutely.
And you know a better way.
Yes.
And Jesus Christ is working through you. This is a wonderful story.
Thank you.
Did you ever have an idea or even an ambition to do what you're doing now?
No.
I mean, even after you came to know Jesus, did you have any sense that you would be able to do anything like this?
No. You know, I was a voiceless Muslim woman who was abused and bruised. I had no idea God could use me in this capacity. I went to my pastor after 3 months of my salvation and I said, I want to serve Jesus. I want to take the trash out and clean the restrooms. Give me anything nobody wants to do in this church. He said, I want you to come next Sunday and give your testimony.
No,
I said, okay.
Great.
I went home. And I opened the Webster Dictionary to find out what testimony meant.
That's great.
So I didn't even know I was going to speak. I thought testimony was something you buy or you give it, donate it to church or something. I didn't know. So it started just like that. Very simple, very sincere, very genuine. And God took over from that moment on. And I always say I was trash. God turned me into his treasure. I was a mess. He turned me into his message. And I was a wimp. He turned me into a warrior.
Oh, boy. Part of that is the strength of the change that happened to you. You communicate that with sincerity. You use that word, sincerity. People sense the authenticity of what has happened to you. So the transformation is not just an idea. It has happened to you.
Yes.
And it comes across. Are there moments when you wonder if you're doing the right thing? Are there moments when maybe you have challenges that make you doubt your calling? You've been called by God, but do you ever doubt?
Straightforward answer, I have no doubt.
No doubt.
Every morning I wake up, I know my purpose in life. I tell people, almost like I am programmed to do this. There's no other thing for me to do in this life.
Right.
I yielded to God. And I have one life to live, and I'm going to live it for Christ. There are tough days. Mm-hmm. There are days that I am under a lot of spiritual attack or persecutions or receiving a lot of death threats. Ugly stuff, demonic stuff every day we face. Not only myself, my entire team. We know what warfare is. We know that we are in a battle. I always say this is a fierce fight against the enemy. But I know my calling. I have no doubt. I never had a single day dry season in my walk because he has been so real to me. And I never can forget my experience because it's not head knowledge. It didn't happen in the head. It happened. The transformation happened in all my being. It's undeniable in my life.
How do you prepare yourself for these times of difficulty? How do you prepare yourself to handle the threats that come your way? How do you prepare yourself to feel strong in the Lord when maybe there's a sense of weakness, when the enemy seems to be coming at you so strongly?
Well, you can only prepare by abiding in him. I remain in him. It is not a question for me because Jesus says, remain in me, I remain in you.
Yeah.
We always quote, I can do all things. I can do all things through Christ. And he says also in John 15, apart from me, you can do nothing. So I need to remain in the vine. I need to know where are my sources. My source is not me. My strength is not me. It is in Jesus Christ. So I don't run the race my own. Mm-hmm. I know how much I am depending on Jesus. So that brings great sense of strength to me, that I am not alone. I am not doing this by myself.
Yeah.
And there were times that I tried. I tried, not on purpose. We don't do it intentionally. Let me run the ministry by myself.
Mm-hmm.
But it didn't work even an hour for me. And I know I'm codependent on God. So that is great sense of being in need of God's strength. Mm-hmm. And I have a strong prayer life. If I have to eat 3 meals a day, mm-hmm. I have to have a strong prayer life. No ministry is greater than the minister's prayer life. I know that from the very beginning. So for me, I have a very disciplined prayer life and studying the Word. I spend so many hours, and God redeems the time for me. Some people say, how can you do that? How can you spend hours in prayer? But God redeems the time. It is amazing.
You spend hours in prayer.
Yes. For me, it's not a luxury. It's a necessity.
Yeah.
We couldn't agree more. Anything worth doing in the kingdom requires prayer. And Isik is an amazing example of the power of that. We'll be back with the rest of her amazing story right after this.
Hello, friends. This is Cher Nelson. For those of you who are listening, I'm just so grateful that you're here. Because our message hasn't changed, our hearts haven't changed, our purpose hasn't changed, and our partnership with you hasn't changed. We all have been overwhelmed with stories of desperation and need. There are so many things happening. And I have to tell you that we need your hearts of compassion today, too. Although I want you to reach out in tangible ways to people around you, I need to tell you that we need your help financially, too. Please know that we know the economy is difficult for many people. But we don't want to lose our voice bringing you the stories of what's happening around the world. We don't want to lose our opportunity to bring Christians to you that need your love and support and your prayer. Please love us. And please, if you haven't, join our vision team. God bless you.
Join us as we bring the compassion of Jesus this month to the neediest places on earth. Just give us a call, 1-800-868-2478. That's 1-800-868-2478. Our mailing address is Compassion Radio, Post Office Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. Again, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And we're on the internet at CompassionRadio.com. Friends, we don't go unless you go with us. So give us a call today. And now back to Norm and his guest, Isik Ablah.
Where do you think God is taking you? Do you have any sense of that, any certainty about what the future is for you and the ministries that you have founded, that you carry out in the Spirit of Christ?
Well, God is taking me to a place. I used to be very insecure saying this, okay? So bear with me.
Okay.
Because God rebuked me and he said, insecurity is not the same thing with humility. Insecurity mm-hmm. comes from the enemy, mm-hmm. but humility comes from the Holy Spirit. So we can be secure in our calling, and I am not ashamed to say that. Yeah. I am not insecure to say that. God is going to use me and my ministry to bring down the Islam.
Wow.
And God is also going to use this ministry to bring revival to the Western world.
I want to say to people who are listening, I'm looking into your eyes. That conviction is real. That is such a strong statement. But I see that in your eyes, a certainty. How do you know that's going to happen?
All I know is I am not going to do it. God is going to do it.
Yeah.
This is one thing. Second thing, when we say something, it has to be God's will.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the greatest power behind Jesus' earthly ministry was hidden in the Garden of Gethsemane when he said, not my will, your will be done.
Mm-hmm.
I know that it is God's will for Islam to collapse.
Mm-hmm.
I know it is our true God's will.
Yeah.
For America to have revival, for Western world to have revival, to church to come back to its roots, its basics. I know it's God's will. So when I know that it's God's will, I know that it's going to happen. All I need to do is to obey and submit to his will.
And you know it's going to happen through you.
I will be one of the vessels. I have to say that. He's going to use me and my ministry. The reason that it's going to happen that way, I do believe I will be only one of them. We are a great army of God. We are a great team. But I know that He's going to use me because God used the foolish things of the world to shame the wise. And that He couldn't find any more foolish thing than a former abused Muslim woman. I am the most foolish thing, most weak thing, most wicked thing without Christ He could find. At the end, He knows that He will receive the glory because I know where I'm coming from. Oh. I know I'm nothing without Him. So this is why I'm the weakest things of the world, to shame the strong.
You sound like the Apostle Paul right now, you know?
I wish one day I will be like him.
But I see the same spirit, the same power.
Thank you.
That flowed through him is flowing through you in this regard. If there are Muslims, and there are going to be, there are plenty of them who hear our program and who will see this on the internet. What is your message to those of your former religion? What do you have to say to them about the Jesus that transformed your life and how they can come to know Him?
Yes.
I think you believe, and I think you know, there are lots of women, Muslim women, watching and listening, who can say, her story is my story. Speak to them, would you?
Yes.
A word of hope and a word that will encourage them to come to Christ.
One thing I want to commend them, you know, in Europe, in other parts of the world, you can debate about existence of God because there are a lot of atheists and agnostics. But with a Muslim, you don't have to debate existence of God or the Creator. But you need to debate which God is a true God. So I want to challenge them and I want to tell them, I used to worship to a God who told me to go kill and die in His name. But I met a God who came and died on the cross for me. It is the difference between two gods. And I want to challenge them to find the true God. Because if they find Him, and Scripture says that if they seek Him, they will find Him. I don't want them to convert to Christianity. I don't want them to become a part of any religion. But I want them to seek the truth. If I can create hunger and thirst in their hearts for the truth, I believe God is a God of His word, that He will reveal Himself to them as He did it to me. So there is a hope in Christ, eternal salvation in Christ. There is restoration in Christ Jesus. And if they think that the Christ Jesus that they know is a prophet, we are not talking about same Christ Jesus.
Yes.
And He is the Son of God who offers eternal freedom to them. And I know that they want freedom. And I know that they are seekers of God. And if they seek more, they will find Him. And this is my challenge to them. And my prayer for all Muslims one day to become like me right now.
Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful appeal. You know, I feel right now that I should ask you perhaps to say a prayer.
Yes, of course.
Toward that end.
Yes.
That those who are listening,
yes,
especially those women who can identify with your life, that they would come to know the Jesus that you know.
Yes. Dear Heavenly Father, we just come before You, Lord. And we want to thank You, God. God of Abraham, God of Isaac, God of Jacob. That You are true God. And You love us unconditionally. Your love is amazing. You are love. And I pray today, Lord, whoever is listening or watching this broadcast will experience Your love right now. Even in the midst of their darkness, even in the midst of their hurt, even in the midst of hopelessness, impossibilities, something, a glimpse of hope will enter their heart today. And they say, what if? And You take that what if, turn into a faith, Lord. Faith comes through hearing, hearing the word of God. And today they are hearing, Lord, through this testimony, through this broadcast, Your word. And even a terrorist is listening or watching this broadcast right now. A murderer, a rapist, a child molester, or a member of ISIS, Lord.
Yes.
I pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, to touch his heart, pierce his heart or her heart, and show your amazing love and grace. This is my prayer, Lord. And thank you for answering that prayer. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And amen. What a magnificent testimony you've given.
Thank you. Praise God.
Thank you so much for
thank
being
for
with us here
me.
At Compassion Radio. And I hope we'll hear some responses.
I hope so, too.
From those for whom you have prayed.
Thank you.
Powerful testimony.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
I am determined to be invincible till he has finished his purpose in me, and nothing shall shake me, for he'll never forsake me. I am determined to live for the King. From saints' prayers ascending, darkness is crumbling from praises we sing. Our sovereign victorious is marching before us, and we
a glorious finish there from Morning Song and I Am Determined here on Compassion Radio. As we approach the finish line for today's program, our president, Bram Floria, joins us now in studio.
Jim, you've done a marvelous job in the past few weeks helping to feather in some of the absolute classics of Compassion Radio with some of the new programming we've been doing. And I'm glad that we've been able to bring new and fresh stories to you, but it's also the power of a faithful heritage that has made Compassion Radio what it is today. And Jim, I thank you for digging deep there to find the best that Norm and Cher had to offer over the years. And it's important for us to understand why we're bringing them back to you now. It's not just because they're incredible programs, but because the projects and the people that are mentioned here are living legacies. And they're people that are continuing to do the work that God wants done in some of the world's toughest places. So thank you for standing with us as we bring you the new classics in the months to come. And keep listening with us as we go, because as we go, you go with us. And we can't go unless you send us. So thank you for your faithful support. If you thought about supporting a Compassion Radio project or the ministry itself directly, consider starting that now, and perhaps even as a monthly continuing supporter. A gift of any size, $5, $10, $20, or maybe $50 a month, goes a huge distance into preparing the stories that bring the world of God's gospel alive and well today to your ears and hopefully to your hearts to change your life where you live today. Please contact us today.
Reach out to us, CompassionRadio.com. You can give safe and secure right there online, or give us a call, 800-868-2478. 1-800-868-2478.
Our mailing address is P.O. Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. That's Compassion Radio, Box 2770, Orange, California, 92859. And, of course, Jim, the website.
CompassionRadio.com. Come on by and see us, especially if it's been a while. We'd love to hear from you. We'd love to have you drop us a line, pay us a visit.
Thanks for joining us today, friends. Tune in tomorrow for the next Compassion Radio.